Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This episode is brought to you by Lambda Legal. Lambda Legal is America's leading legal defense organization for LGBT people and everyone living with HIV. Currently, Lambda Legal is fighting to protect the right of transgender people to serve in the military. They're sounding the alarm about extremist judges. And they're battling religious exemption bills, which provide a license to discriminate. To support the fight, visit lambdalegal.org/homoground. That's lambdalegal.org/homoground.
Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground.
So when we went to war, I saw your colors all over me. So when we went to war, I saw your colors all over me. So when we went to war, I saw your colors all over me. So when we went.
Warriors, I'm Frankie Simone, and you're listening to Homo Ground.
So when we went to war, I saw your colors all over me. So when we went to war, I saw your colors all over me.
So war paint came about. It's just like a fighter song. Like, I have a lot of fire in me right now, and I've felt that, especially with like politics and things that are happening out in the world and within our communities. And so war paint brings down to like this one moment where, and it's not entirely about this, but it was very inspired by this moment where a family member of mine and my wife's, this family member was like, "You need to stop posting your lesbian bullshit all over the internet." And a lot of other homophobic and really hurtful things were said. I was just so fired up. I'm going to put this in a fucking song. Like, ugh, you know? So war paint was kind of like a fuck you. It was kind of like, I want other people to feel like they can be unapologetically themselves. So I'm just going to do that also. Like, I'm going to do that. And I want other people to know that they have every right to be who they are in this world. And they deserve space, specifically with the LGBTQIA community. Like, we deserve to be here just as much as anyone else does. And we, this is our time to take up space and talk about it and be heard. And people are listening. It's really amazing to see that happening. So war paint is a lot of that fire. And it's kind of just about reclaiming a bunch of shitty things that have been said to my community and myself. I have another friend who is called a predator. I put that word in there. And it's just about reclaiming those words and transmuting our pain into power. That's really what war paint is about. So I've been creating since I was very young, always singing. My sister used to be like, Frankie, make up a song about this. And I would make up a song about anything. So writing and singing has always been in me. And I come from a musical family. I'm Puerto Rican. So inside my household, it was very Puerto Rican. Both my parents are professional dancers. And so we grew up like after dinner every single night dancing to salsa music. And from there, just kept a journal always. I have so many of them, and writing about all my life experiences. And in high school, I started singing harmonies for a good friend of mine who had a band. And that's kind of when I realized that I really loved singing with other people and creating music. And then I was curious about starting to create my own music. Never really felt like I had what it took to kind of be in the front of a band. And so fast forward to college, I was in a couple bands at the time, mostly doing harmonies and backup vocals for a couple friends. And it wasn't really until moving to Portland that I decided that I wanted to be kind of like the front person of a band or of something. And when I moved here, my partner, my wife, we had been together for about 2 years then, and we knew we wanted to create together. She's a professional dancer and choreographer, and we just didn't really know what that looks like. Also, we're like, what if this goes bad? That would be a big bummer. But it was amazing. We ended up doing a tour from LA to Canada, and that's how we found Portland. Once we moved here, I didn't know anyone and just started, I had a loop machine and just started like looping my vocals and making beats and singing over that and creating music. And I put a couple songs on SoundCloud. I worked like 3 jobs when we first moved here. My favorite job at the time was working at 2 different music venues. Working at those 2 music venues, I was able to be exposed to so much different type of music and being really inspired by all the music that was happening in Portland. It's a really strong community here. So very inspired by that and excited about it, and met a lot of incredible people. And through that, I ended up meeting the producer who made my record with me. And so we just became really good friends, and he found out that I could sing and was really curious about it. And so, long story short, we now have an album. So my EP is called Love Warrior, and the first song on the EP is called War Paint. Just in general, it was really amazing to create this, because when I was working with Graham Barton is my collaborator for this. He engineered everything and we produced it together. And working with him, we spent about a whole year just like playing. We didn't know that we were going to make an album. We didn't know what it was going to look like. We were just creating as friends. And so at the end of the year, we realized we had enough material to do something with, and I was really excited about wanting to tour and go perform my songs and share and spread my message with as many people as I could. So that's how Love Warrior all came to be.
Told me I could just be me. No one ever said to live your life free. Well, they say it, but never play it. If you're gonna
come out, come out. My people, where are you? Come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out. My people, where are you? Come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out. My people, where are you? Come out, come out, come out. No one said it'd be easy, but you're worthy, don't you see? We're gonna talk the talk, cause we're gonna walk the walk. Come out, come out, my people, where are you? Come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, my people, where are you? Come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, my people, where are you? Come out, come out, come out. People, where are you? Come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out. My people, where are you? Come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out. My people, where are you? Come out, come out, come out.
Where do I even start? Love Warrior was just kind of in response to all the frustration that I felt just trying to be myself in my life. I'm a very fluid person in my gender presentation, in my sexuality, in so many facets of myself. So I feel like in figuring out who that was, like who I was in my life, most people have been really well-intentioned, but it's definitely become so clear to me as I pushed a lot of boundaries for myself that heteronormativity is so ingrained in our culture and so deeply ingrained in us that even when I had people surrounding me saying that, like, oh, I love you, you're amazing as you are, like, you're perfect in no matter what you look like or who you're dating or whatever you're choosing to do in life, it was so ingrained in us that, like, anything different was embarrassing for them, offensive, and sometimes just not okay. And somehow I was shamed for that, and that was incredibly frustrating, and I know so many people in the queer community experience that all the time. So Love Warrior is kind of like, okay, in the first verse I say, no one ever told me I could just be me. No one ever said to live your life free. Well, they say it, but never play it. And so that's people being like, oh yeah, be free, be yourself, but not like that. Oh, no, no, no. Like, oh, you're doing that. That's weird. It's freaking me out. It's not okay. It's different. So in Love Warrior, it's me reclaiming all those times that I was told to be myself, just not like that. It's me singing to everyone else who's ever felt shamed in those moments or ostracized for being themselves. And another kind of fighter song, another like, it's time we stand up and just be our fucking selves and take up that space regardless of what anyone else has to say about it. And I just really want people to know that they're not alone. So in another sense, I'm singing that song to my LGBTQ community saying that, like, if I'm here for you, like I am your family, you can come out and be bold and be fierce. Be fiercely yourself. Take up that space. Exist, because we deserve to coexist alongside everyone else and lead magical lives just like anyone else deserves. So yeah, again, it's kind of like transmuting that frustration and pain into power and really utilizing it as fuel for good, for all the magic that this world really does have to offer. And then on a grander scale, it's like, that's like what I love to call my friends and my following as my love warriors. You know, like I really feel like deep down inside, each of us is a love warrior. There's just like a lot of life shit piled on top a lot of the times that we have to like clear out of the way so that we can get back to that true part of ourselves. And I really feel like we have the capacity to love unconditionally and love people that are different than us, even if we don't agree with them. So in a larger sense, I'm calling out when I say in the song, come out, my people, where are you? I'm calling all of us to come together and to join in this fight together for equality and justice.
This episode is brought to you by Lambda Legal. Lambda Legal is America's leading legal defense organization for LGBT people and everyone living with HIV. Currently, Lambda Legal is fighting to protect the right of transgender people to serve in the military. They're sounding the alarm about extremist judges. And they're battling religious exemption bills, which provide a license to discriminate. To support the fight, visit lambdalegal.org/homoground. That's lambdalegal.org/homoground.
My wife's name is Cheche, by the way. We met actually on graduation day in college. So we like met that day and I actually saw her dancing, which is kind of a fun story. That's how she caught my eye. She was like chosen to dance, do like a solo piece at the closing ceremony. And I saw her dancing and I was just like, who is that human? Like, do you ever have those moments where you're just like, who is that person? I need to know them. Why do I not know them? Like, we need to be together immediately. So it was like this really magnetic moment for us. And I took a photo and like posted it on Facebook and messaged her from it. It was like super cheesy. Like, I don't think I've ever done that for anyone else, but I was so attracted to this person. And she just was like beaming with light and everyone was just in awe of what she was doing. So then we like stayed in contact because I had moved out of town and ended up moving back a few months later and been together every day since. Yeah, me and Cheche definitely have a muse to artist relationship, and it goes both ways. We both inspire each other so much equally back and forth and have created a lot of art from that. But at the beginning of our relationship, it took like 2 years to get there. We were definitely like, we'd seen artist couples around us or people that were creating together. Those relationships kind of go awry because there was clashing that happened between the two. So, and we're both strong personalities, so we really didn't know what would come of it. So it took us 2 years actually to do anything together. In those first 2 years, she was dancing with a dance company and I was singing with bands. And so we kind of just would like go to each other's shows and be inspired by each other in that way. But really it was when we were like, okay, we kind of want to like go check out a new city, get inspired, go meet new community. It wasn't until we kind of left the community that we had and everything we knew that we were like, oh wow, we really only have each other right now. And we were like, let's just try this, and started creating together and ended up doing that full length show and going on tour. So it's really, I feel like that's been a huge catalyst for all of the art that we've created up until this point, especially my album, which is really fun. Did a show in Portland and it was super DIY, the tour. We were like hitting up friends' backyards and house shows, and some venues trickled in there, but mainly house shows and stuff. And so we stopped in Portland and stayed with a friend, and we made this stop here the longest and just like fell in love like with the community. Like we did something every single day. We like went out and tried to just soak up as much as we could. We had heard it was a magical place on so many levels, and so we really got to experience that while we were here. And there's like a huge queer community, which was just so magic. Like, we lived in the Bay, you know, so there's a huge queer community there too, but this one was definitely queer and filled with a lot of queer women, which we just hadn't experienced. So that was kind of like total magic for us. We keep each other motivated, and she runs her own business. So she works out of our house, and so coming home to her is like the best thing ever. And vice versa, you know, we just try and keep each other focused on what's coming. And now we work so much together, which is just the best. And I feel like we, from the start, kind of once we did finally create together and found out that we loved it and we wanted to do it forever, we're like, okay, how do we make this a sustainable lifestyle? And so, as I told you, she's a choreographer and dancer. And so she choreographs all the movement for every music video and for our live show as well. So we're constantly like in the dance studio working together and stuff too. So there's lots of good creative vibes happening all the time in our house. The next track is Blow My Mind. This song, especially between the songs War Paint and Love Warrior, I was truly just inspired by my wife and just wanted to write a more lighthearted and love-filled song. Like, I wanted people to be able to listen to it and just kind of like either think of whoever their dream person is or imagine that person or visualize that person. So this song is meant to be really simple in its meaning and lyrically. And I just wanted to talk about how much she fucking blows my mind. Like, she's such an incredible human. I could talk about her for this entire interview. She really is doing amazing shit in this world. And every day I'm truly in awe of what she's up to. And she inspires me so much. We just got married this past September. So yeah, it's been incredible to grow. I truly did not think I'd ever get married. I just didn't see that for myself or ever just be with one person. And it's been amazing to see the growth that we've had with one another. And we just really pushing each other to grow and do more and more in this world. And we're both really inspired and motivated. So it's been really fun. So this song is really just about that. She is a fierce, bold human that I have the privilege of sharing my life with. And I really believe that all women in this world should be worshipped like the queens that they are. And so this song is just that, me celebrating her.
Tell you that I miss you all so much. I wanna tell you the way I feel, tell you the way I feel, girl. Your vibe is cool and your body begs a touch.
And that one's really fun because it's all about Cheche and I, and it's sexy. And I just wanted to like make out, and I wanted to have that be in people's faces, and it just be a celebration of our love. And so our like live setup is myself and two dancers, one of which is Cheche, and then we'll have a DJ. And so it's definitely, there's a ton of dancing. We're all choreographed. It's high energy. Like, it's a fucking party. And so I feel like War Paint definitely has this more serious tone to it, but I wanted it to kind of reflect that a little bit. So there's lots of colors, and it definitely feels like kind of clubby in some parts. So it's definitely like fun, but with this like more serious undertone of like, I'm fucking pissed, listen to me. And then Love Warrior, we actually just filmed last weekend, and that'll be out on June 1st. And I'm honestly like, I'm so excited for this one. Love Warrior is like, I put the most I've ever put into any project into this. And we have 9 dancers in it. We have 4 locations. It was just a lot of people. It was community. It's just badass. I'm so excited to share. It's really fucking cool. Part of it for me is like a lot of surrendering, and I'm also a very spiritual person, and so really kind of leaning into that. So daily meditations, even if it means like 5 minutes before I get in the shower in the morning, stuff that kind of helps me slow down, because I can get so ahead of myself, and I am constantly looking like 30 steps ahead, when I often have to remind myself to like be present and be in the moment and enjoy what's currently going on and what I've created, and know that what's happening right now, like, I can be so grateful for, because I made all this magic happen. So I feel like that's been a challenge for me, because I'm like, oh, I like see where I want to be and I just want to like go, go, go. But there's also a lot of incredible stuff happening right here, right now. So yeah, just like kind of slowing down and surrendering and knowing that like everything's happening and it's in its perfect timing and the way it's supposed to fold out. And I mean, I have a full-time day job, so that's obviously a challenge when my music feels like it's also a full-time night job. Full-time night and weekend, you know, just any hour that I can get, my lunch breaks, whatever I can do. So that's definitely a challenge, but I feel like it's kept me super motivated to be on top of my shit.
Yeah.
You can find me on Instagram at Frankie Simone Music and find me on Twitter at Frankie Simone BB.
Frankie Simone's EP, Love Warrior, was released on June 1st, so go out and get it. Right now, go get it. You can also put eyes and ears on Frankie Simone June 11th at Madame Siam in Los Angeles. Congratulations, you made it to the end, which means homo bonus. Tweet to us at homoground and tell us where Frankie Simone met her wife, Che Che. We'll send you stickers. Next up, thank yous. Thank you to our listeners. Thank you to Lambda Legal. Since 1973, Lambda Legal has played a central role in the fight to protect people with HIV, defending youth against bullying in schools, and safeguarding LGBT couples, families, and workers against hate and discrimination. The rights of our community are under assault now more than ever. They need your support. Make sure you get to lambdalegal.org/homoground to show them some love. They're also helping this show get made, and that's a big deal. Thank you to our patrons, Catherine the Gay, Ashley E., Michael Bacon, Willard J., Ren Wilder, and Critical Explorers of Future Societies. You are our top patrons. We love you. We need more of you. Thank you. This episode was edited and produced by me. And obviously, none of this homo magic would ever take place without Lynn Casper, the host with the most. They live, eat, breathe, sleep homo ground for free, for you, for the music. Show Casper some Twitter love. We're 230 episodes in. I'm Erin McGregor. See you soon. Bye.